The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town.
It has become a nightmare. Welcome back to the show, Hour 2. Hour 2 of the National Intel Report with Patrick Slattery filling in for John Stadtmiller and with Mini-Me in the studio. Mini-Me, who is my wet poodle. She's a soggy poodle. She came walking in, plopped herself right down on a pile of documents, started grooming herself. Everything's wet. So I get her off, move her, and then she just walks to the other side of the room and plops herself down on top of another stack of documents. And I give up. And, you know, poodles, can't live with them, can't live without them, or something like that. No, you can live with them. It's a small price to play. Small price to pay. They're good dogs. And dogs are good dogs. It doesn't have to be a poodle. It can be something else. Dogs are good dogs. For the most part. David in San Francisco. David, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how are you, Patrick? I was, my ears perked up when I heard that previous caller there calling from Brazil. Did you ever, you remember that old TV show, The Prisoner?
No.
Oh, it was about a spy, a British spy, and he decides to quit the Secret Service.
Was it a British show?
Yeah, it was. It started out as a BBC show and then ended up on American TV.
What decade was it from?
Oh, probably the 60s or 70s.
Okay.
You'll still
sounds
find it. It's a great show. It's it started off actually as a it wasn't a sitcom, but it was a half an hour series called Secret Agent Man. And in fact, you've probably heard that old song, Secret Agent Man. Well, that was the theme song to it.
Okay.
And when you watch that movie, the hero of the story, Patrick McGoohan, is this guy that's given an assignment every episode to go to some country and to do some dirty deed, which is actually going to help out the old boys in charge. So he's there to work for, to make sure that the mining resources of this country get turned over to England, or it's basically a show about how once the colonies were forced to be given up by France and England and whatnot, how the old boys in those countries just came up with these secret agents who would move in and strong arm the local the local power guy and force him to dance to the tune, and so the old boys would never lose their mining contracts and whatnot. And so when I heard this discussion of Bolsonaro, the first thing I thought of, there's a guy that was going around on a speaking tour here in America maybe about 10 years ago, John Perkins, and he was called, he had a book called I Was an Economic Hitman.
Yes, I read that book, yeah.
Sure, great book. And so,
do you think it was all true?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's kind of proven. And in fact, Bolsonaro could be seen as, one of those figures. If you get online, you could go to YouTube and probably watch all those old episodes of Secret Agent Man and then compare it to that book. That series was from the early 60s, if I remember right, and so much of it is still going on right now. Bolsonaro, you look in the Philippines, this new guy out there cutting
Duterte.
Off.
Duterte.
Yeah, Duterte, right. I mean, all of these strong-arm dictators are really just front-end for...
And he's not really a dictator, he's a populist, because they're both... They're both very popular. Well, I don't know about Bolsonaro. I assume he's popular. I've talked to people from the Philippines who dislike Duterte, but admit he's very popular.
Well, it depends on what you mean by popular. I mean, it's like Trump, you know, you can't miss the news because and his popularity relative to how much news he gets every episode, you know, every news broadcast, mm-hmm. or is it simply is he liked? And I don't think when it comes down to it, a good president or a good mayor or a good congressman or whatever is kind of like slow and steady wins the race. You know, do they get the potholes fixed? Do they get the roof on the courthouse fixed? Do they get the, you know, the streets, there are no potholes? Slow and steady wins the race. None of the excitement is the stuff that busts the budget. And the idea of changing contracts in midstream is the big scheme that the so-called reformer that comes in and breaks all of the old contracts just so he can rewrite the new ones. If there were some old good contracts and then some guy is rewriting them, you know, for the advantage of the, you know, whoever sells the tar for the roads. You know, if they rewrite that contract, I remember 10 years ago, the average interstate highway went from $40 million a mile to $60 million a mile. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can see now why, you know, with numbers like that, where it, you know, it's no wonder that we save up our tax money and get nothing for it. And so these fast talkers that get elected, and I'm not going to say they come in as honest-to-God reformers. They simply reform simply means they change it to whatever they want. And so I was just kind of surprised to hear the previous caller laying it out that Bolsonaro is, a well-liked guy. I think average Brazilian is, they need to have some steady growth, and they're not getting it with him. He's too erratic.
So Duterte and Bolsonaro, it's very interesting to talk about them in the same sentence, because so I just pulled up a Bloomberg article from about, 6 months ago, but it's saying he's been president for at least 2 or 3 years, and it says the headline: Duterte's popularity hits highest ahead of midterm elections. It is risen to 66%, a 66% approval rating. Why was he elected? Was he elected to boost the economy? No, he was elected because you had crime rampant, crime based on drug trafficking and drug use. And he's just come in and he's basically like throwing drug addicts out of helicopters and whatnot. And is it like nice and polite? No. But he's doing it's pretty brutal. But if you're in a country that is completely infested with crime and you can't go out, are you willing to put up with somebody who doesn't observe all the niceties? Are you willing to maybe sacrifice some economic growth as well in order to make your street safer? And that seems to be the case with Duterte, and perhaps that's also the attraction of Bolsonaro. Lula, the socialist, when he came into the presidency, actually made really nice with Wall Street bankers, and they had a lot of economic growth in Brazil. But they also, crime has just become impossible. And so what if there's a lot of money flying around and there's a lot of economic growth if you can't, if you have to risk your safety to get out of the house? And that seems to be the attraction of these two. But how does that translate to the United States? We have dangerous areas of the United States, but for the average person, what's the big issue? Well, you're in San Francisco. What's the big issue out there?
Well, it's funny you mentioned the idea of rampant crime. I was talking to a talk show once about Colombia, and they were interviewing somebody from Colombia. And you know what acetone is?
It is something that's used in industrial processes, right?
The stinky stuff that comes out of gasoline.
Yeah, it's a solvent.
Yeah, and so in order to make cocaine, what you do is you just take leaves and you put them in a big pot, a vat, and then you pour in a whole bunch of acetone. You stir it around until it turns into pure mush, and then you basically let it evaporate, and that incredible stench, you can't be anywhere near it without just ruining it.
Is that how cocaine's made, or crack?
Well, that's cocaine.
I'll have to try that next time I make cocaine.
But it's incredibly poisonous, and it's one of the chemicals that's destroying the ozone layer. But it's also, in terms of the nation of Colombia, in order for them to manufacture gasoline in Colombia, you also need acetone. And in order to, if you were to calculate how much acetone they needed for the nation of Colombia, they needed only 10% of what was being shipped in by Exxon. So you would have like an Exxon super tanker show up with a load of acetone, and 90% of it would be going to the cocaine trade, and 10% would be going to gasoline, and maybe, fingernail polish or whatever. So, for the entire, gross domestic product of Colombia, the acetone was being delivered by Exxon. And if you really wanted to stop crime and cocaine in the world, you wouldn't need to shoot all of the manufacturers. You would simply need to make sure that ship didn't land in the port.
That's fascinating. It's very interesting. And so I guess Duterte is doing a very retail level war against drugs by not just targeting the dealers, but he's targeting the users.
Right. And he's not going after Exxon. So it's like the super rich, when you start talking about economic growth, anybody knows you can cook the books. And, when the more you get into a world of cops and secret top secret budgets, the more you can cook the books. The top secret budgets are the ones that even the congressman can't read. It's against the law. Like under the Patriot Act, Congress, there used to be 11 people, congressmen and senators, that were able to look at the top secret budgets. And I'm not sure if it was under at the end of Bush or if it was into Obama, where they all of a sudden bumped it down to 8 people instead of 11. So it used to be that all the congressmen had the right to check the books to see if we got taxation with representation. But this is why Eisenhower was warning us about the rise of the military-industrial complex, is because the top secret budgets were all of a sudden being, created. They were digging up ghosts, and coming up with imaginary enemies so that they could create imaginary budgets. And with those imaginary budgets, you would end up with secret agents, in the Patrick McGoohan show, The Prisoner, or Economic Hitman. Mm-hmm. These guys would be going out and stirring up trouble and making sure that the super rich got richer and that the average guy got beat down by a guy like Duterte.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a question for you before I go to the next caller. So we had the CIA and we've had economic hitmen and people in the State Department and whatnot, but let's just say the CIA, for instance. We've got the CIA, and for decades they've gone around the world overthrowing the president, overthrowing governments. Now it seems like, did they hone their skills overthrowing all of these governments overseas, and now they're overthrowing our own government? I mean, look at the Russia hoax, which seems to have come from John Brennan. I mean, he seems to be kind of the ground zero for it. That's what Princeton professor emeritus Stephen F. Cohen, who I quote a lot on my show, that's what he says, and it certainly seems like it. And now you got this whistleblower who we don't know his name, but he's CIA. So are they now overthrowing our government?
Well, I would say it's more like gang wars. You know, in other words, you know, if you have a city that, like New York City, say, for example, they used to have five or six different families, right, mafia families, and, you know, they do a turf war, and who's gonna be the final family that owns the whole schmear? I don't disagree with you about
that. Hey, we've got a New York crime family in the White House, right? I mean, the... what's the son-in-law's name? Jared Kushner. The Kushner.
Oh,
I mean,
Jared,
they are.
Sure.
That's a New York crime family for you, right? New York, New Jersey, right?
Well, much less that, you know, that it's Trump's training and Manafort's training and Manafort. By the way, let me give you a video. You can find it on YouTube. It's called Black Eagle Trust: Secrets of 9/11. Black Eagle Trust: Secrets of 9/11. And it goes into the history of the downfall of the Soviet Union and how the Soviet Union is not a government by any means. It's really just the CIA and a whole bunch of organized crime families and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and whatnot just moved in on the former Soviet Union and bought everything.
You're talking about in the 1990s, after the Soviet Union was dismantled.
91.
Yeah, people always say collapsed. I say dismantled, and because
sure.
I do see a big role from the outside. It was done, something that was done to the Soviet Union.
Right,
okay.
And this Black Eagle Trust even goes further because it gets into the Philippines. You know, the Black Eagle part, if you know about the Nazi gold, when the Nazis melted it down, they'd put it into ingots, and then they would stamp an eagle on it. And it was supposed to symbolize a black eagle of, you know, the Reichland. My brain's not, or my tongue's not working, but so similarly in Japan, it's called the Golden Lily, and so the Emperor Hirohito was capturing gold left and right. And he stashed it in the Philippines when it looked like the United States was going to invade Japan. Hirohito stashed all of his gold in the Philippines, buried it in caves, and Paul Manafort was helping, Philippines had Ferdinand Marcos. He was their final dictator. And dictator put in by us, basically, in these same, secret agents or economic hitmen. And so Paul Manafort may have helped Ferdinand Marcos escape with some part of the Golden Lily cash. And this video goes into a whole thing about how the gold was used to help buy up the former Soviet Union.
That's interesting.
And so then they did a fake bond issue. The CIA did a fake bond issue that was a 10-year bond issue, and it ran out on September 12th of 2001.
So, you know, a lot of this just sounds really similar to... I've had somebody on my show a few times, Benjamin Fulford. Are you familiar with Benjamin Fulford? Because he's gone down to the Philippines. Excuse me?
Not offhand.
He's gone to the Philippines looking for this. He's stationed in or based in Japan, and he's gone to the Philippines, and it all sounds very similar to what I've heard from him. And I don't know what to think of everything. I don't know what to think of it, but you might check out BenjaminFulford.com. I think that's his website.
He might even be mentioned in the Black Eagle Trust, because they talk a lot about the explorers that went in there and found different caves and were searching in different ways. But the point is that who really owns Russia? And according to this, you know, the United States put together a bond issue. Maybe we should give Russia statehood, and then we could do a proper investigation of what's going on with Russia.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your call, David, and call back again.
We'll do it.
And I'll be back after the break.
No reason to get excited.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm Patrick Slattery, filling in for John Stadtmiller. And if you were listening at the beginning of the show, I was just making up a random name to use as an example when talking about these kids in colleges who are asking about what's your pronoun, and I said I'm Fred from Iowa and my pronoun is His Excellency. And guess what? The real Fred from Iowa has called. Fred from Iowa, what's your pronoun? Or should we just call you Your Excellency?
Good evening to begin with.
Good evening. That was just a random example, and here you did. I summoned you, I guess, somehow. I invoked your name.
That's fine. I like that.
Well, thank you.
Food is your medicine, and medicine is food. Now, I want to expand on what Mike in Brazil was talking about. And Mike covered it in the previous show. Okay, the government run a survey, and I'm not saying that all government surveys are accurate or honest, but they determined that the people on Earth that had the, in different places on Earth, that had the longest longevity, meaning the longest life,
mm-hmm.
the the life of me, I can't remember two of these islands, but one of them was one of the most southern islands in Japan. I was there 65 years ago.
Almost. Okinawa, right.
Okay, when I was in the Navy. But I didn't know whatever from Shinola.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that island has the longest longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And this other place, which I can't recall, had a longevity. Longevity.
Mm-hmm.
The third people or place that had the longest longevity were Seventh-day Adventists.
Mm.
Now let's take Okinawa. You could say they have being genetically very similar, and in DNA, you could attribute their health, their longevity, their well-being to genetics. Okay, for the other place that I cannot recall was larger, you know, made by multiplication of 5 or 10.
But I mean, okay. Iceland has a longevity. Is that what you're thinking of?
No, not at all.
No? Okay.
No, not at all. So you could say, well, they have a similar genetic makeup and DNA. Seventh-day Adventists are from all races and colors on Earth. There's no common genetic makeup. And they mm-hmm. have the longest longevity, especially in the United States. Now, our food is so contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's poison. And the diet of people with a longevity of life is fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains. The only way you can get cholesterol, the bad HDL, as opposed to the LDL, is through meat. The only way you can get it. Okay, today on public television and the Idiot Box, you know, they have all these cooking shows and food, and, you know, to appeal to the appetite. But a diet of fruit, vegetables, nuts, and grains. Now let's take our grain. Now, I think it's chromosomes, but bread had 7 chromosomes. They've altered that.
Yeah, the wheat that originally bread, yeah. So the grain that goes into bread, yeah.
Yeah, has 42 chromosomes today. Now, if I could order wheat and other grains, but especially wheat from Russia, or where it has not been altered, I'd buy a ton of it if I can afford it. Not that I can consume a ton of wheat, but I would resell it and to help my fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
And the diet of the people all over the world.
Hey, Fred, listen.
Go ahead.
We're coming up on the break. I'm interested in what you have to say. Would you like to hang on a little bit more before I go to the next caller?
You got it.
Okay. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I think we're back. That sounds like bumper music to me. I think we're back. So I'm looking forward to hearing from a caller from Sweden, but Fred from Iowa is talking about longevity and nutrition, and I think he sounds like somebody who probably knows what he's talking about. So I want to hear a little bit more about what Fred has to say. You were talking about the wheat grain, the grain that goes into bread, originally having seven chromosomes and now having 42, and I think I've heard something like that before. So please continue.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to try to be brief so other callers can get in here. But as most countries are adopting the Western diet, their longevity is being depleted and their health is increasing to the detriment. Mm-hmm. And all that does is a slow genocide. Now, who benefits from a slow genocide where people get enabled? And that is the pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to kill them.
So, when you said people are eating Western diets and the life expectancy is going down, and, you know, sometimes people are eating Western diets and the life expectancy is going up, but it's not because of the diet. The diet is bad for them. It often is detrimental, but, you know, they're bringing in Western medicine, some of which is good, but some of which, you know, and the pharmaceutical companies don't always have our best interests at heart, do they?
Well, you've got a very good point there, and I won't elaborate on that right now. I'll call in at another time. But, Mike, in Brazil, you're on Eastern Coast time, in other words, New York time. So any shows that you call into, you add an hour as you go west in the United States from East Coast to the West Coast. But Mike in Brazil, I really stress that you call Chris Hinckley's show. But let's see if I can wrap this up. Maybe in another show I'll elaborate more. But anyhow, I'm going to cut it short. Thank you very much. I enjoyed talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you in the future. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, His Excellency Fred from Iowa. You know something? It just occurs to me that for the past several years, I have had underneath my keyboard, I've had a map of the world featuring time zones. It's not a political map. It's a time zone map. And there I was talking to our caller from Brazil and trying to figure out what time zone and what time my show would be, where he is and whatnot. And I didn't think to look down at this map of the world's time zones that I have right in front of me. But Sebastian from Sweden, I hate to say this, but my monitor is resting on Sweden, so I cannot see what time zone Sweden is in. But welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. This is, I think it's on the Central European time, which is 2:38 or something around that. In the morning here.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
I'm retired, so I went.
Sorry? Yeah, what's on your mind?
Okay, I'm talking about this. As you know, we had this 16-year-old girl, Greta Thunberg, and she's, she was in the United Nations talking and hysterically about the climate change. And I'm sure you heard about her, but she's up for the Peace Prize now. Next Friday, yes, they, according to Ladbrokes in England, they have odds that she will get it, and it'll be announced next Friday, a week from today.
There's a trend. They used some girl from Afghanistan a few years ago who was, I think, 16, also some teenage girl. And
I remember that.
Yeah. And some years ago, they used a young woman from, I think, Kenya. So there's kind of a trend to just all of a sudden elevate almost a random person, but give that random person a cause, a popular cause, a fashionable cause. So I know a lot of people in the United States have kind of ridiculed this young woman who I believe has like some forms of autism or something. What's the press – how is the press in Sweden treating her?
Very good. Like the you mean the mainstream press? We have two different types. We're just like in America.
Well, I'd like to hear about it.
Very, very super liberal. Mm-hmm. Super liberal in Sweden. You can't get more liberal than this country, I don't think, in the world. I hear a lot of people call in about how it's California. It's nothing compared with Sweden. It's not good. I remember in 1970 how it was just beautiful country, and it's changed so much. You know, we got all the immigrants in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many hundreds of thousands. Mm-hmm. Only 1 in 10 has a job today. So 9 are living on the welfare.
Oh, I thought they were going to pay everybody's pensions. How'd that work out?
Oh, no, that was in, you're talking about all the citizens of a country who's going to get a base salary or something?
I thought the reason they needed to bring in these people was so there would be young, dynamic workers to pay the pensions of elderly Swedes. It's not working out like that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they can't even help the elderly Swedes. You know, they're actually having nursing classes in what's it called, Somalian mm-hmm. language. Mm-hmm. So people are going to go to hospital and they don't even speak Swedish. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, it's ridiculous. It's the government.
They better stock up on these people in the maternity wards because they have lots and lots of babies.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what, you're right, but the Social Democrats, they're bringing the country down, but the last polls has almost brought the Swedish Democrats up to the same level as the Social Democrats.
When are the next elections scheduled? When's the next election?
Unfortunately,
elections?
2 years.
Okay, so there have to be elections within 2 years.
2022 is the next national election in the country.
But it could happen earlier?
By that time,
is there a possibility of early elections?
It's hard to say. It's almost unheard of because the government, right now, the right wing and the left wing, which the left wing is the old communists, which they call left now, and the Social Democrats, they built up the left wing, and then they brought the Green Party in on them. But now mm-hmm. they even have the party called the Liberal and the Center Party, which is
the Center
Party.
Has been around
party.
For a while, though, right? That's an I seem to remember.
Yeah, it's the old Farmers Party. It's the old Farmers Party in this country. But now they brought down. They have a coalition government. So they threw out the left, and they threw out the Center Party went in with the Liberals to build with the Social Democrats. So that means people, if you're voting for the right now, like you say, the Republicans, right, Red? If you vote for that in this country, there's only one party, and that's the Swedish Democrats. So I predict that they're going to get 30 or maybe 35% in the next 2 years. Because every day that goes, there's more violence, more shootings, more bombings. We have more bombings in Sweden than you do in America.
And grenade and, attacks, right? Aren't grenade attacks using
grenades? Oh, yeah, they on the black market, you can get a hand grenade for, I think it's like equivalent to 50 American dollars, which mm-hmm. is probably cheap. So they have grenade attacks. They have, it's terrible. But, you know, it has to be bad in order to get good.
And has it become bad enough that a lot of people are waking up? Is it happening fast enough?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, like someone called in, I think it was, I usually try to listen to Mike Rivero's show, but I fell asleep. Anyway, I think Tom called in from Florida and talked about where the Swedish Vikings. I tell you, I'm looking for them too. But the Vikings, the real Vikings, the real men that protect their women, they're the Danes. And you can see that by the Danish government. You wouldn't think so. And the Finns, too. The Finns are real, you know. Like my ex-wife, I can tell you, they're pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, I hope the Viking and these people wake up soon.
You know, I was in
because
Sweden.
Because it's really bad.
I was in Sweden about 35 years ago. And then a couple years later, I remember hearing about prime minister getting shot. He was walking home from the movies. He got shot. Was his name Palm?
Yeah, Olof Palme. Yeah.
And
yeah, I remember
so
that. And
was
I
there anything fishy about that? Was there anything fishy about that, or was that just what we heard? That was before the internet, and so it was hard to investigate things. Was there anything fishy about that?
Yes, it was, and it's coming out little by little, and it's almost like the Kennedy assassination in '63. It's that much intrigue around us as well, the Palme.
It's just think.
So
back in the '80s, Sweden was so safe that the prime minister would walk around the capital without bodyguards, right? He didn't have any bodyguards, right? He was just walking around.
Well, he had some outside, but he said, no, we don't need you anymore. We want to go. We're going to walk around before we go home. That's true. He could just send them away. There were a few guards for him, but they were relaxed. It was a relaxed atmosphere back then.
And today, not so safe. Lots of rape and lots of grenade attacks.
Well, around the large cities. And then there are lots of people coming through Libya that has taken over the drug trade. There's a mafia.
So what's Africa? I remember I took the ferry from Copenhagen, which I guess gets to Malmo, right? And then took a train to Stockholm, and then another train up to Kiruna, above the Arctic Circle. But isn't Malmo now kind of, isn't it like an Islamic city now?
More or less, it is. A lot of people, the Swedes are trying to move out, moving in the suburbs, and even in the suburbs where you have, even the foreign, third-generation foreigners that want to move out into the suburbs because they've accumulated and they became more, you know, Swedish. It's just like, you know, the melting pot of America. They've been here since the 70s, and, you know, they accumulated and they more Swedish, so they don't want to live in those ghetto places either.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got another question. So in America, a lot of people, we've all seen this video, this television interview of an American Jewish woman, Barbara Lerner Spector. And, you know, there's a question like, well, is she just some random person? Is she important? Now, she actually does come from a pretty prominent family in America. Her sister, I believe, was the head of the Securities Exchange Commission or one of these big regulatory bodies. And she was the in Sweden, she had some organization that did get some funding from the Swedish government. What was it? It was called Pagoda or something like that. How prominent was her and her organization in Sweden? Is she just some random person that we're artificially elevating? Or, you know, because she's the one who got up and said, well, you know, Jews are playing a leading role in introducing Europe to multiculturalism, and we're going to be resented from it. How prominent was she?
Well, it's been a long time. I moved away from Stockholm, and I'm living in the country. Mm-hmm. So I haven't been there in the last 10 years. I have some sons that live there and granddaughters, but I get up there now and then, but I don't like Stockholm anymore. It's not a, you know, it's like, I'd rather be in the country. And the country here is like, it's good people, you know. It's, we have a group of people here, they call the young people who have American cars, you know, old, from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And they have a different, it's a different feeling down here in the country. Yeah. It's, actually, I can just say it's a mostly Sweden Democratic country around here.
Oh, well,
so
good.
We don't live in that.
Well, yeah, exactly. Sebastian, I really appreciate your call. It's great hearing
before,
from you.
Yes? Before one thing, I knew a guy who worked at the Department of Highways in the 60s in America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when he told me that it was, at that time, to build a road, I'm thinking about your caller after Mike in Brazil. To build a road, it cost $1 million a mile back then. And that was up to $60 million a mile. That is incredible.
That is incredible. Okay. Hey, thank you. Thanks for your call. Okay, and next we'll go to Pat from Fort Worth. Pat, welcome to the show.
Hi. You sparked my interest in Sweden. You know, when Chernobyl blew up in 1985, the wind went straight to Sweden and dumped on Sweden and turned around and went back to Kiev, Ukraine.
Mm.
And
The Swedes found out about it before anybody. That's who found out about it in the West was the Swedes, because that's where the wind blew. That's right.
And told on the Russians. They weren't going to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I had an interest in Kiev right now because of that, because I realized God had been telling me about that Chernobyl 2 years earlier, but he didn't use a word. And so I started hearing the words of everything I'd heard 2 years ago that was a mystery. And one of them was, let's see which way the wind blows. And the other was nuclear times need no apology. Anyway, I said, well, okay, I'm going to call him and tell him. And I did. I called the Russian ambassador to Sweden, mm-hmm. and I told him, I said, God was telling me about this 2 years earlier. This was not an accident. At least he knew about it, and he let it happen. And I said, what you need to do is you need to get a president like we got, Ronald Reagan, who's for God, home, and country. And next thing I know, it came on the news that he was going to apologize, but he changed his mind. Oh, no,
And Gorbachev and Reagan got to be friends, didn't they? Hey,
well,
thank
I don't know
you.
About that, but...
Well, that's what they say. Well, thank you for your call, Pat. And yes. I'll be back right after the break.
No reason to get excited.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report with Patrick Slattery filling in for John Stattmiller and Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Patrick. I don't know if you hear Stop the Presses. Mark Anderson has a show here on RBN on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Wednesday he was live, and he's the Truth Hound, and he had Brian David Anderson, S-E-N, and he's Mark Anderson, S-O-N, and they've done a lot of research on this. It looks like Kennedy wasn't killed, JFK. He abdicated the throne. You think about it, we only saw the Zubruder film, and it wasn't until they decided to show us it, too, right? But besides
that, the Zapruder film was what? It was in the 1970s when they we finally saw it.
Yeah, I think. But I posted this in National Intel and in Stop the Presses. But you can look it up on the archives, people. It's very interesting, and you can find all the information there too. He has posted with the archives. But if you think about it, Samuel Untermyer blackmailed Woodrow Wilson for a heterosexual affair, and
that happened.
the first Jewish Supreme Court justice, Louis Brandeis. Right, which then got in the Federal Reserve, the IRS, World War One. And then Untermyer also had the speech for Judea declaring a holy war in 1933.
Was that Untermyer? Germany.
Untermyer gave the speech, yep, on the ABC radio. And then later he backed the Schofield Bible. So they get the Judeo-Christian Zionist confusion going on, and we just had those sacrifices. But this is interesting to dig into because Kennedy, it looks like, was gay. Miles Mathis has a really good compilation, too, and that's there in the chat room. And, you know, like I said, the National Intel Report, Chatango.com, that's not affiliated with John in any way. And the Stop the Presses, Chatango.com, too. But you can look that up under Miles Mathis and updates and go down, scroll down through there, and you'll find it, and it's well-documented. Lynn Billings was his lifelong friend. And ended up being a trustee of RFK's estate. And Ethel sort of pushed Bobby Jr. to him. He liked nice young boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he was RFK's lover all along. And he had a room in the White House, Lem Billings.
Well, you know, I'm a very skeptical person. But but sometimes you tell me things. I'm going to look into this Untermyer thing, first of all.
Yeah, baby.
Because obviously, he blackmailed Wilson heterosexually, and if you're saying that he was involved in that declaration of war on Germany, that's interesting. These you know, no matter how there's so much stuff, and no matter how early you got into it, how much you look into it, there's always more stuff.
Yeah, but it's always the international jewelry. Typical behavior.
It does. It often. All roads lead back to Rome.
Yeah, or Jerusalem. Yeah.
Or Jerusalem.
Or the stores erupt.
Or Tel Aviv. Or Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Actually, Brooklyn.
Hey, listen, that's where all the metadata goes first, is Tel Aviv and the Hebrew University. And then underneath Bluffdale, the whole mountain is hollowed out. That's how they can keep it cool.
All right. Well, this is the end of the show. But thank you. Thank you for calling in, Murr. And I hope you all enjoyed this. And John Snapmiller will be back next week with more exciting episodes of the National Intel Report.
Take America back. We must take America back. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.